When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be Martha Norwalk. .com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K. Click on the Listen Live link in the upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. You got to go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And, there's some really good stuff up on Facebook, that I've posted. If you haven't seen a bear being a good citizen, I think that's I just posted a great group of there it would be. Nathan's bringing it up for me here. And a group of wolves having a howl fest in Yellowstone Park. So that's very cool to listen to. And then if you go down some posts from there, there's a wonderful one of a bear walking along a road. And there's the Hummers, and there's the bear. And that's really cute. If you watch this bear, he's just cruising around, and there's a corner, and it looks like it's just rocks and gravel on the side, and a big orange cone that's tipped over. And watch this. The bear tips it back up like it's supposed to be, and then wanders on by. And the caption is, "Just a good citizen." It's so cute. Anyway, love that one. And one of my most fascinating posts is one last night. A lot of people are posting how they're putting heaters out. There we go, for the hummingbirds. And so that's my next project. Is it's been so cold. I think I need these kind of heater lights for my hummers. I just got to figure out what to get and how to do it. Anyway, it is a chilly, cold January Sunday morning here in the Pacific Northwest, and I'm thrilled to say that I have power. That the big windstorm that happened yesterday was not a big enough deal to cause any issues for me out in my neck of the woods. And that, of course, is the biggest issue. If we get into these low temperatures, if you don't have power, that can be a problem. Of course, I've just learned from one of our guests today that there can be another issue when it gets this cold. We'll talk about that in just a moment. And just so you know, it is the second Sunday of the new year. And that means it's, let's see, best bioenergetic synchronization technique, Rasmussen Reset, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen Reset, and Energy Code Sunday. So Dr. Nels Rasmussen, Linda Rasmussen are here. And as always, keeping us all together would be our production engineer, Nathan Miller, is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. And if you joined us at the very beginning of the show, you could tell I was maybe a little bit hopeful that the Huskies would win the college football playoffs.
That's what that was about. Oh, okay. I was going to say, say, you know, we're just getting back on track because we are done with our holiday versions of Animal World. So the Jingle Cats and all of that, are on the back burner now until our next holiday season, except for what we have that runs with the Jingle Cats during the year. But at any rate, there's a little glitch starting the show. I heard a few notes of celebration.
Yes. And I also had the Huskies fight song queued up too and loaded in and ready just in case I would have to play it today. But if you believe in jinxes, I'm sorry, everybody.
Oh, it's all. Oh, we have somebody to blame. It's your fault. I didn't realize that. It's your fault. Well, and we'll get back to that, but let's get the table set so that everybody can chime in on this conversation. Because it's cold and all of that sort of stuff, we're all Zooming in today. So Nathan's the only one that had to travel in the cold. The rest of us are Zooming in from our respective homes. So Nathan's here. I'm here. Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here from Idaho. Good morning, Dr. Nels. Oops, we got to get his volume going. Is your
he's on mic, mute right now.
You have to unmute yourself, Dr. Nels. And
okay, I'm
yay,
unmuted.
There he is. Okay, so Dr.
Howdy,
Nels,
everybody.
Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here from, it looks like, his new home office. That must be, because usually I'd be looking at you, and there's a window behind you. But now you have a beautiful wall with fishes and stuff, and
yeah,
so you're in your new home office. Is that it?
That's my new home office. We built out in the garage here, and it's great. It's so nice and warm, and I've got what my niece thinks are koi, and I'm perfectly happy to go along with that. Space fish, anyway. They're out there under the stars. And if you see the whole wall and a half that I did, it actually, they come in from a distance, come in close, and they go a little farther away, and then they come back close, and then they go out my window.
Wow. So yeah. Now, so you painted that. So it's not a wallpaper. That's actually painting on the wall.
Yeah, I painted okay. that.
So it's like a darker green background, and then it's almost dotted in some ways with some white and so forth, at least what it looks like, but then orange fish.
Right. Now that's what you see. My monitor shows what's more like what it is when I turn around, and that is dark blue with these spots, which are really a pale yellow. And then the koi are actually kind of pink and not orange.
All right. Now, did you hand paint that whole thing yourself?
Yes, I did.
So you painted all those fish and everything?
Yeah. I painted this.
Wow. I'm impressed. That's really...
It's the first thing I ever painted in my life.
Really? But I would think that would take a long time.
Well, you know, it took about... I think I took 2 days to do it. One was because getting the stars on the dark blue wall, and then I had to let everything settle for a while, and then... It came to me the next morning in the wee hours that what I needed to do to spruce it up was put those fish on there.
Wow.
I call the whole thing, by the way, I even gave it a name. I call it Going Home.
Wow. Well, and I guess, folks, if you want to see this wall that he painted, it's pretty impressive. You know, I think it would be worth having a Zoom session with Dr. Nels. Because if you do a Zoom session with a client, you do it from where you are right now, so they would be able to. All right.
Yes.
So you see, you have to have a private session with Dr. Nels off the air if you want to see the fish and the wall that he painted. And I'll tell you, it's worth it because I'm really impressed. So anyway, with a blurred background, so we have no hand-painted background, that would be Dr. Nels' sister, Linda Rasmussen, is here. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Martha. Yeah, it's just a blur over here.
Yeah. All right, so now everybody's here. Let's go rewind back a little bit here, and because we can't let Nathan get away with his little glitch starting the show, but I can understand that. Now so he's disappearing on me and showing.
I was showing you my quote unquote
your
background here.
That's right. Your background is, look at that. There's sunshine in Bellevue.
I wish the camera did a little bit more justice with the Olympics, because with that little storm we had going around, a blizzard, as some people would call it, it doesn't look too blizzardy out there, but the Olympics are definitely snow-capped, and you can see it sort of fade from the heavier snow areas to back to the normal where the snow level is. So it's a really neat sight. Wish you were here right now.
Well, yeah, because we can't, you can't see the mountains or anything. It looks like it's just clouded
right
over them on the screen. I guess that's where, you know, not having perfect cameras. Yeah, it's nice. And I've got sunshine going on up here, although my ground is all white. Now, we're going to come back for the weather here in a moment, but we got to go back to this almost celebration, because last week we were going to root the Huskies on. They got to play for the national championship.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, they didn't win. But they got there, and that was really great. So we love them anyway, and that's why Nathan was, you know, hopeful, wishful thinking that they had won, and we'd do a little different music to
start. We can celebrate
with
a little bit.
Well, yeah, at least they got to the – well, and then – and then I don't know how y'all feel about this, but just to cover our hometown football teams, the latest news, of course, right after the Seahawks, they did win last Sunday, so we helped them win, but they needed some other help, so they didn't get into the playoffs this year. And I heard an interview with Pete Carroll right after that, who said, you know, I'm not, I don't feel old, I'm young, I did great. Then he wanted to coach another 3-4 years. And then I think the next day we hear, oops, Pete is out, but he's going to stay for the last year of his contract to kind of, you know, coach from the sidelines,
yeah,
and help
be like
him
an advisor, I believe,
rebuild
is
the team. I was not happy about that, because I love Pete Carroll and I'd like to see him go on forever. I just love him and his attitude, and I think he's everything.
Oh, just everything about him as a coach.
The guy is phenomenal. Phenomenal.
And what he does for the players, too. I mean, there's so many players that maybe wouldn't be in the NFL if it weren't for Pete Carroll giving them a chance.
Exactly. And then if you heard his speech when he announced that he was leaving, my gosh, get out the tissues. Well, I mean, the guy's got an incredible heart, and when he talked about his family and his boys and how much they've helped him, and then, oh, the really touching, when he talked about his wife, and then there was a wonderful photograph, I can't remember if it was on my news feed or Facebook or where I saw it, but they asked him, you know, what the most wonderful moment of his NFL football career was, and they had a picture of it. He said it was finding and connecting with my wife after that Super Bowl win. And it is a picture of him and you know, and just the stars in her eyes looking at him, and you know, they're having after the win, and oh, it was just so touching. I mean, like I said, I had a few tears. Anyway, I just love him. I'm sorry to hear that. Well, and then what do we have a day or two later? What do we hear? But the great coach we had, the University of Washington, the Husky coach, he got hired away by Alabama. Their head coach retired. But, you know, they're like one of, you know, the best places in the country if you're going to want to be a college coach. And I think what our DeVoe, the coach we had at the UW, he's only been there for a couple of years, but my golly, we played in the national championship this year. They were looking forward to, a long time with him. And he did say that this is the only job he would have left for, but it's just an opportunity of a lifetime. He couldn't turn it down, so he's gone. So now the Seahawks are looking for a new coach. Now the Huskies are looking for a new coach. Well, the reason I'm spending time on this today is because I just want to let you know, if I were in charge...
Are you saying that you coach football, Martha?
I would.
Are you sending
case,
in your resume?
Yeah, right. Okay. And no. In this case, though, if I were in charge of what happens now, the Seahawks, they're on their own. They got to figure this out. But if it's up to me, I think the only choice for the UW is to get Pete Carroll as their head coach. Now, he says he wants to coach for another 3-4 years. Pete started, as you know, as he came to us as a college football coach out of, what was it, SC or something, California, but he was a hot coach at the time. They didn't know how he'd do in NFL, and of course he was here for 14 years and did fabulous, and he's the greatest thing since sliced bread as far as I'm concerned and coaching. And I'm thinking, what better guy could you have to put together the right attitude and rebuilding the new Husky team? Because basically, it's not going to be the same team. All the good players are gone. They're all going to the NFL draft. So all the good players are all gone, and the coach is gone. So that means they're starting over, too. Who better to build it than Pete Carroll? So,
well, like you said, you know, Pete Carroll's still got 1 year left on his contract with the Seahawks. So once that
UW's got nothing but money. So, you know, they can pay.
They'll the rest do, of his contract.
They should do what Alabama did to the U. They should do to the Seahawks and hire Pete away.
That would be neat. I mean, he wouldn't be the only professional turned college coach. Because Michigan and Harbaugh, he was, you know, once the coach of the 49ers, and now he's coaching college. So it could very well happen. Don't count him out for doing that.
And Pete has experience. He knows what being a college football coach is all about.
Yeah.
He's been there, done that. And then, and now with the NFL and all these years, what he could teach these kids. Anyway, I just think we'd have a whole different, a higher level of football going on at the UW if we got Pete in there.
Especially with teaching character, too.
Yeah. That's the biggie. Now, I think the judge on this, because we have another football guy in the group, that would be Dr. Nels.
Hey.
What do you think? Are you on board with my plan?
Well, I think it has a lot of merit. His forte is player development and not just on the field, but I mean, he helps these young guys get their head on straight a lot of the time. You know, that's why he can take people who other teams have rejected and often turn them into great players. So he would be a really good guy in charge of that young bunch.
Yeah. And then, you know, 3-4 years down the line, when he's got everything together and all of that, then they can pick the right person to take over. And I just think that's a great plan. And of course, you know, the UW administration and all of that are avidly listening to this show. And of course, will take my advice without question. So we can await for that announcement anytime. But anyway, fingers crossed. And let's all thank Pete Carroll, UW. Pete Carroll, coach, UW, Pete Carroll. Okay, all right. Let's move on. What else is going on here? Woo! Is it cold enough for you guys? Holy mackerel. I have to say it's 5 degrees warmer here at my place this morning than it was yesterday morning. But we have been consistently below freezing, and then it went down into the 30s, but then I've now been down into the 20s and then down into the teens, for heaven's sakes. And I'm a little fortunate out here. It's usually colder out here, but I'm surrounded by my wonderful trees, and so I kind of have a little bit of a warm spot inside my trees. So I would say I run anywhere from 3 to 5 degrees warmer right in my little property than it is if you get out on the road and go in town. So it's warmer closer to my house than farther away. But I've been down in the teens. The lowest I saw it go here was like 12 to 14. And I got sometime this week that 2 to 4 inches of snow came through, and it did come through my neighborhood. And so if I look out my window, it's white. Well, not all of the trees are white, but all of the ground is still white and the roofs, so forth. But the sun is out. So a lot of the snow on the trees is coming down. There's still, where the sun doesn't hit, snow there. And you know, my big thing this time of year would be taking care of the animals outside. I've got the cooker in my outdoor fountain, little pond area, so that there's thawed water out there for anybody who drinks. And somebody drinks, but I don't have cameras out there, so I don't know who comes at night and drinks. I might have to haul water out there today because obviously it's still way too cold to use hoses or anything. So I may have to haul water out to my fountain. And I actually have seen my hummingbirds coming and drinking a little bit of the water out of the waterfall, my fountain. And I thought, this is a strange time of year. I never see them drinking. And then I realized, oh, the cooker, the heater's in the water. So the water's a lot warmer than the outdoor temperature. And so they must be having a little drink of water, maybe to warm up their little bellies. So I thought that was kind of cute. And then the other thing, of course, is trying to figure out how to keep the hummers with their nectar and keep the feeders from freezing. Now, I know, Linda, you said you've been working on that too.
Yeah.
And it sounds like, because I've got feeders in the back of my house, which would be the east south side. And then I have two feeders on the west side of my house. I find the ones on the east south side are a little closer to the house itself, and they take a little longer to freeze than the ones out front. But the hummingbird nectar starts to freeze at 27 degrees. So once it's below that, then it will start to freeze. I'm using every trick in the book to keep mine warm. I find my longer cylindrical feeders with the plastic, you know, at the bottom that fills up. Though I have those wrapped with my wool leg warmers, and then one of them has the hummingbird feeder heater from Wild Birds on that. And that works quite well and will definitely keep it thawed all day, at least in the bottom that they drink out of. But I found when down in the teens, I even have to bring that one in at night and then put everything back out in the morning. And then last year, I shared with you towards the end of the season, I got the tip off of, I think, my next door neighborhood online, that people were using the little foot warmers, you know, the pocket warmers. You get those things that you open and expose them to air and they get warm. Well, they make them for inside your shoes. There's two in each little pack, and you put them inside your shoes once you activate them. Well, they have adhesive on them, so you can stick them on the bottom of the hummingbird feeder. So I had ordered a box of those the end of last season. So this year's the first year I really had a chance to use them. And I find that they, you know, they stick really nice to the bottom of the feeders, and that's really good. The one big issue, and I don't know if any of you guys, you know, Nathan, Dr. Nels, Linda, if you've ever used these kind of little heaters. But of course, on the package, they say, well, they can last up to 8 hours. But I don't find they stay warm for that long. They just don't seem to, you know, they do help in keeping the feeders from freezing a little longer, but the little packets don't stay warm.
Well, there's reasons for that.
Okay, please explain.
The materials inside are basically salt and iron filings and sawdust. And what happens is it creates a chemical reaction that produces heat. Well, when all of the salt and iron filings that are in close proximity to each other have done their thing, they start to die down. If you shake them around a little, then they activate again. And I used to go steelhead fishing in the winter a lot, so I'd put them in my boots, and they would get shook up as I walk around. I think it helped them a little bit. And they also get a little less oxygen, and it needs oxygen for it to work. So I think it slowed it down when they were in my boots. And whereas out in the, you know, out in the air like that, the reaction probably goes a little faster.
Yeah. See, that's what I remember, because occasionally in my lifetime, I've used the hand warmers, you know, in my pocket. But I think I remember having to shake them up again, like you said, from time to time. So I think that's the biggest problem with using the toe warmers on the hummingbird feeders is, you know, there's no way to keep them warm for all that long. So, I mean, they help a little, but I don't know if it's worth paying for them. But I'm still working with them and seeing. But if you go to the Animal World Facebook page, Cairo posted a video of, you know, someone that has a heat lamp out and over the feeders. But they had a plastic umbrella over the feeders and then the heat lamp outside of that umbrella. But, you know, of course, there's never any explanation about these. And I, of course, want details. And why is that umbrella there? And that, does that have something to do with keeping the heat in and whatever? Now, I know, Linda, I think you said you put a light above one of your hummingbird feeders that's helping.
Yeah, my partner got a clamp light and a 100-watt bulb and clamped it next to the feeder. So it's probably just about 3 inches from the little, we have these sort of spaceship flat disc feeders that they land and sit on. And that seems to, you know, keep it warm enough. Even at 14 degrees, it was keeping it loose, unfrozen.
Yeah, and that's exactly the kind that, you know, those round flat ones is what I have outside my office window here, and I'm just looking at it. I have to put them out at 7:30. I have to have them out at 7:30 because that's when my birds wake up. So what, 7:30? Yeah, it's almost 2 hours, you know, and it's starting to freeze. So probably this when we take care of advertisers either this time or the next time in this hour, I'm going to step away and switch out a hummingbird feeder. So in case we, the show's going on, folks, and all of a sudden Martha's not here. Well, it's just because the hummingbirds are taking priority and I'm switching out feeders. But there's, you know, Nathan's here and everybody's here to run the show. So now when it comes to Linda and Nathan, I'm sure you guys have been down in the teens. Do you guys have any snow?
We kind of joke around in our neck of the woods that everybody's lawn got fertilized. With the way the snow fell and like the size of the pellets, it looks exactly like somebody just took one of those little trolleys and fertilized everybody's lawn. And we really didn't get any snow at all except for that.
Yeah, so I got about 4 inches that now probably is down to about 2 inches, you know, with the evaporation and stuff. A few days. Linda, what about you? Did you get any snow where you are?
We got a dusting on Thursday night, which stuck around during the day on Friday. But with the low humidity and the north wind blowing on it, it's all gone now.
Okay. So I'm the only one on our side of the mountains that has snow left. And it'll be here until it warms up. I think, Nathan, what we've got, it's supposed to be gradually warming up a little bit, but then last night they were talking about there's another storm coming in, I think Tuesday night, and a possibility of more snow and stuff. You got anything good to tell us?
Snow is on the way, but the cold that we just had is not on the way. So after Martin Luther King Day comes around, our daytime highs will get to be above freezing temperatures, and slight chance of snow showers on Tuesday. But if it does happen, it's less than a half of an inch. So really not much on our way. Just be mindful. You might see some snowflakes falling.
All right. Now, and before we take care of advertisers and then officially start the show, because we haven't really done that yet. See, this stuff doesn't count. Got to say that it's one person we haven't heard yet. And that's because he gets the award for this week of who's the coldest, who's got the most snow. And you remember I told you there's something else you need to be really concerned about besides lack of power? Well, that's what Dr. Nels, you get the awards for all of this stuff. How cold is it where you are?
Okay, well, it warmed up at showtime. It was 3 degrees this morning. Yay. When I got up, it was 1. Yesterday morning when I got up, it was -9. So
holy moly!
That's the coldest I've ever been in. So
I was going to say, you know, I asked him earlier, have you ever been in that cold before? And it's like, no. And can you tell when it goes, it's like -9. Is that like, can you really tell a huge difference and you go out?
Well, like compared to 3 degrees, it's a little bit different.
Okay.
I mean, when it gets to around zero, it's just really, really cold. And I haven't done enough outside for a long enough period of time to really tell the difference.
Well, I would imagine that those temperatures, too, your pond should be frozen.
The pond is frozen all the way up to, there's a little kind of a ramshackle bridge I would never go on at the end of it. And it's kind of the inlet because it's a spring-fed pond. And at the place where the inlet was yesterday, it was frozen for a while. But this morning, it's thawed out again because the water coming out of the ground is, you know, around 50 degrees. So
and when it's moving, it doesn't freeze necessarily.
Right. And it does, the water does flow, but it's been so cold that even so, the majority of the pond, which is pretty good size, is frozen over. And my brother sent me some ice skates, so I might have to go and test it out.
The only problem is
the snow, because we got about a foot of snow here, 15 inches in the back by the garden where it doesn't see any sun. And I don't know how you ice skate on, you know, 12 inches of snow.
And you say icing over and ice skates. That reminds me when I was growing up in Seattle, I grew up in Laurelhurst, you know, right behind the University of Washington. And there's, I think it was one winter, might have been two winters in a row, but, and I've never heard it getting this cold. It was cold enough long enough that Lake Washington froze around Foster Island. And it froze enough that all of us kids from everywhere around, we were all at the Arboretum ice skating around Foster Island. Now, thinking about it now, it was probably a really dangerous thing to do, but it was frozen so solid. And I mean, there was at least 100 or more, you know, there were a lot of kids and people. I skated on Lake Washington, but I, you know, that just doesn't happen. I don't know if it's ever gotten cold enough long enough to do that again or what, but that was amazing. So yeah, you could have some fun on your little ice rink and back. And then how much snow do you have, Dr. Nils?
Yeah, it's about 12 inches on the deck. And if you go around the other side of the house where the garden is, and it doesn't see the sun right now, it's 15 inches there.
But you have power.
We have power, thank goodness.
So that means you have heat. But then the other issue that could happen, what else you got going on?
Well, yes, when we went overnight and hit -9, that night the pipes froze somewhere. We're still not sure where, because I went out at 1:30 in the morning when I realized the water wasn't flowing. And I did a few things in a spot that I was sure was the most likely problem. Uh-huh. And so I got that all warming up again, and it should have opened up the flow, and that didn't happen. So now I have to try to find out where is it really not working. And
Somewhere your system is frozen, so you have no water.
We have no water. We stocked up on water before the storm came in, just in case. So we have lots of drinking water, and I can melt snow on the wood stove. And, you know, we can use that for flushing toilets or washing dishes or whatever. So that's kind of where we're at right now, living a little bit more rustically here.
Wow. All right. So let's think nice, warm thoughts for Dr. Nils. And then after the show, he can figure out where the system is frozen so you can get your water back. I mean, good on you for anticipating and stocking up enough water that you're okay with drinking water and so forth. But I think didn't you say you're melting snow on your stove?
That's the thing is, you know, when you don't have water, flushing toilets becomes an issue. So melting the snow and collecting it in a bucket and then saving that for the toilets is kind of the biggest issue. The dishes have been stacking up though, so that's starting to become an issue.
All right. Well, we'll think warm thoughts for Dr. Nils, but he gets the award. You're the coldest. You got the most snow and the most issues, but you know, he's here with us and we are grateful. So we probably are not going to get to calls until the second hour. We've got to catch up with all of our advertisers, and maybe Nathan, we just put them all together and let's run everything all at once. Then we've got to come back. And what I want to start with today is that Dr. Nils sends out a newsletter, email newsletter, which he's been doing for a while, and usually about every other week and on Sundays. He sent one out last Sunday, and I'll tell you what, it's just so good. I mean, I just Man, since you've been over there in Idaho, Dr. Nelson, everything you're doing is getting better. And your your newsletters have been more informative and had more stuff and have just better. But this one just was like, wow, everyone needs to read this. So we're going to take care of all of our advertisers, get all that done. We'll come back and officially start the show with our prayers and affirmations. And then Dr. Nell's going to share with us all of his New Year's wisdom and so forth that he shared with us in this newsletter. Oh, it's really incredible. So that's the plan. Everybody stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead, and we'll officially start the show right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Going our own way every day. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're actually just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here until noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and remember, the biggest classes of the year are starting this month, right around the corner. That's the Art and Science of Raja Yoga and their yoga teacher training. And you can check them all out at anandawashington.org, anandawashington.org. And our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton, the Whispering Dragon Center, is in her home in Shoreline. And I made sure I could get down and get my session. Boy, did I need it. And it's so wonderful to be, you know, with the gongs and the acutonic forks and all of that. So if you haven't checked it out, whispering-dragon.com is the website, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. Or you can give Jude a call and she can work with you in person, which I highly recommend. And I know Linda loves going and experiencing it too. And but she can also work with you remotely if you're not in the area. So phone number 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. If you're interested, shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And of course, I'm available as an animal behavior therapist and trainer, and I work with people and their dogs in person to help you understand your dogs and solve your problems quickly. And I always do a free telephone evaluation. So if you or anyone you know has got problems with your dogs, give me a call. I'll be happy to chat with you. Not now, on the radio, after the show would be fine. 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. And then, of course, we also heard from our wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen, and you can check him out at healingministryforanimals.com, healingministryforanimals.com. He also does free telephone, you know, evaluation and so forth, so he'll talk to you for free on the phone, and you can find out what he can do to help your animal friends and all that good stuff. And we are going to start with Dr. Nels and his wonderful newsletter. Before we get to that, I just want to mention this other few things I want to mention. Stacy's not with us today because she's in Hawaii. And but she did say that her little bag man, her youngest Frenchie, could use a little tune-up. So I think, Dr. Nels, you can do a tune-up for bags while Stacy's away, and we'll catch up with her next month about the Frenchies and how they're doing. Also reminding you that the planet Mercury is still in retrograde, but it's going direct later this week and then a few days to get balanced, so I'm looking forward to that. We'll come back to the other things because Nathan's got a big trip coming up. We'll hear about that, but we're going to talk about that later when we have some time. Right now, though, Dr. Nels, since you've been over there in Idaho, I think maybe you have a little more time on your hands. I don't know, but you certainly have stepped up your email newsletter. So tell us a little bit about that and how people can, you know, get it and all of that sort of thing, and right, then we'll talk about your New Year's.
Okay, well, first of all, the reason the quality has gone way up is is because my wife is more like the director, and she provides content, and then we edit it together, and you know, so it's now a team effort. It's not
me. Oh, wow. All right.
It's not purely only my voice. So yeah, it's that's why it's, I think, becoming a much better newsletter, because she's got some pretty good writing chops.
And, well, yeah, that makes total sense, because you did talk about now, and just so y'all know, Dr. Nels is also married to a Martha. So that his is wife right. is Martha. So don't get confused when he's talking about Martha now. He's talking about his wife. That's not me. But since you're moved to Idaho, your Martha is now helping put together this newsletter. And you did talk about Martha. He even told us why he had to marry her
in this
newsletter, which it's very cool. But that makes a whole lot of sense now with her energy involved here. It really, really is something. So you send this email out to people that have signed up for your email newsletter on your website. Is that how it goes?
Yes. And Martha, my Martha, keeps telling me, you know, we should really make this only available to our members. People are actually members of my Healing Ministry for Animals Private Membership Association. And I haven't quite wanted to go there yet. Because first of all, I have a lot of people who are, you know, getting my newsletter and enjoy it, and they're not actually members. And so it's like, well, I don't want to, you know, just cut them off.
explain to us, because there's a reason why you had to set up this private membership thing.
Yes. Well, the Private Membership Association is there because as a non-licensed practitioner, I'm not a veterinarian. It's just a simple way to say it.
Yeah.
Because of that, working on animals violates the Revised Code of Washington. You could say it violates the law, as is the law of the state. And it turns out that that's because I'm dealing with the public. And when I'm not dealing with the public, but I'm only dealing with members of a private association, that's a whole different animal. So people who work with me need to join my association so that we can work outside of the public purview, and then those kind of statutes don't apply. So that's basically what the Healing Ministry for Animals thing is about. Now, if people want to join, or if they want to get the newsletter, they go to healingministryforanimals.com. And if they're just cruise the website for a minute or two, a little pop-up will come and ask if you want to get the newsletter. And so you can sign up for that. If you want to do something besides sign up for the newsletter, there's a contact us button. I think it says quick response on it. Then you can, if you want to talk to me about something, or you want to join the membership association just because, just say, I'd like to join your association. You don't have to give me a reason. Just go ahead and say that, and I'll send you the link that starts that ball rolling. The bottom line is it costs you $10 to join the association.
Yeah, so it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
And basically the way I would explain it, folks, bottom line is, and I think I could say this since I have a degree in veterinary technology and worked in the field for almost 20 years, so I kind of know, but the problem is that if you're not a veterinarian, and you heal animals, well, they're going to try to put you out of business. And that's kind of the bottom line. Dr. Nels is not a veterinarian, and he heals animals. Okay? So they don't like that. And it's unfortunate, but it's very similar to the way I would, and you can probably relate to this, Dr. Nels, the way traditional medicine relates to the field of chiropractic medicine.
Right.
And for a long time, it was like chiropractic was not considered, was not even considered by traditional medical factor. And over the years, I've been realizing that it's very legitimate. It's just different. And, you know, that all of these things can work together, and everything works. There isn't a right or a wrong here. Now, so they're not completely done with all of that, but it's been much more widely accepted. And that's similar to what's going on here. What you do is the neuroenergetic balancing is more energetic healing than what we're used to in traditional medicine, and it's just different. So it's not yet been accepted by the mainstream.
Yeah, that's for sure.
All right, so $10. He just keeps it the price low. And now at this point, because we're talking about the newsletter that came out last week. I think it's your first New Year's newsletter,
right?
But if people signed up for the newsletter now, would they be able to get this one from last week too?
You know, I'm going to make a big effort for, because it doesn't happen automatically that they get the last newsletter. I might be able to figure that out one day, but right now I could do it manually. So if somebody signs up, I can figure out how to send them the newsletter.
Okay. And, and folks, you could also send an email to me, which you can do through the website, marthanorwalk.com. And I could forward you the email.
I thought it would be fun if we did read the poem that my wife wrote when she was 8 years old.
Yeah. So do you want to, because this one starts out with how to make New Year's resolutions powerful.
Right.
So,
right.
So you want to talk about that a little bit?
Well, rather than talk about the, I don't know, do you want to talk about the whole idea behind that? Or Okay. Well, the idea is that a lot of resolutions, people are stating a goal. And, you know, like, I want to lose 20 pounds. Right. That doesn't give you action. And for some people, that sounds pretty onerous. And it kind of, the subtext is, you know, I'm fat and I don't like it. So, you know, what if you had something that was different about that, but relates to losing weight? What if you told yourself, gosh, I really want to learn how to enjoy a healthy salad 4 meals a week, or I'm going to enjoy going for a walk 5 days a week, or I'm going to treat myself to regular exercise on my Exercycle, or, you know, whatever. In other words, you're trying to make it sound fun, first of all. And secondly, it's an action. It's a thing you do. It's not just a goal. So that's probably the key element to making something powerful, is instead of focusing on the goal, focus on what's going to get you there and then do that. So that's really the message behind that part of the newsletter, is, you know, into the action instead of the goal.
Yeah. And then you went into talking or describing how your wife, Martha, her very young life and growing up.
Yeah.
And that she grew up on a farm and wasn't social. And it's an amazing story that, because she must have gotten these insights intuitively as a very young child.
Right, right. And at 8 years old, she decided that because of things that had happened around Christmas time and being too shy to go into a store to get a gift for her mom, that she needed to change herself.
And this is at 8 years old.
Yeah. So she made the resolution, I will smile at everyone I see.
And that amazing for an 8 year old. And that was her affirmation. I will smile at everyone I see.
Yep.
So what happened?
Well, what happened is she started to become more outgoing, and you know, people would naturally smile back. I mean, she was a cute little thing, so, you know, what can you do? And she suddenly was, you know, found that she felt more like people liked her instead of were always looking at her sideways. That was her, you know, previous attitude. So that really changed her attitude about people in general, which was great. And after having that experience, she wrote this little poem, which, again, you know, she's only about 8 years old, and she says, stronger than steel, lighter than heaven, able to heal, all it takes is a thought.
Wow. 8 years old, stronger than steel, lighter than heaven, able to heal, all it takes is a thought. Wow.
And 8 years now old. You know why I had to marry her.
Yeah. I mean, my goodness. You know, she's got to be an old soul, and came in with a lot of wisdom. And I mean, I just teared up reading. I'm tearing up again now. It just is remarkable to hear the insight that she had. And so you go on to talk more about how to phrase affirmations and so forth.
Yeah. Well, in the affirmation, in the world of affirmations, it's good to make an affirmation something that is happening to you directly. Often it's phrased as an I am statement. This one that I did this month in honor of the new beginnings is one that probably saved my life and certainly made my whole future a lot brighter. And that one is, everything that happens to me is perfect and for my benefit. And the time to use that is not when it feels perfect. The time to use that is when it feels exactly the opposite of perfect. And then you use it a lot, like I did. And you just repeat it in spite of what the reality staring you in the face is looking like. And I'll be darned, it changes everything when you open up to that concept and you start to live that way. You just can't believe the changes that happen in your life.
Yeah, yeah. And that would explain a lot of the reasons why we officially start the show, you know, with a bunch of affirmations to help us. And one is very much in line with the affirmation that you gave us to start the year with, that you just, you know, said just a moment ago. That's part of the email, is that you send out, do you do an affirmation a month?
Yes, I do the email. I've cut it back to just doing a once a month first Sunday of the month edition.
Gotcha.
And we're just trying to pump up the quality and just make it, you know, as good as we can.
And so the affirmation for January that you've put out is, everything that happens to me is perfect and for my benefit.
Yes.
And the whole point of that is, if everything isn't perfect and nothing's happening to your benefit, you do this anyway, and that's why you do this. And it must be in the present tense rather than will be, or you keep the energy ahead of you. It has to do with how energy works.
Right, right. Yeah, right. You want to make it immediate, and that makes it immediate.
All right. So there's more talk about the affirmation and so forth. I think you have another healing story and video before and after included in this newsletter as well.
Right.
But the real important things, of course, is hearing, getting Martha's input and the stories they're telling about her as a child and how she intuitively knew to do these things, and then the yearly affirmation. And the best way to get the newsletter for yourselves is go to healingministryforanimals.com, sign up for the newsletter. And you can actually request from Dr. Nels to get the first newsletter, and then he can send it to you.
Right.
That makes sense.
If you want to do that, if you sign up for the newsletter, you'll get the next one. If you click on the quick response button and ask me, I'd like to get the January one, I'll get that sent to you.
Excellent. All right. So we are just about out of time for our first hour here. And what'd you know? We haven't even started the show yet. So I'm thinking we will, let's close out hour number one. And I'm delighted to say, although it's always hard to say goodbye for the season to the Jingle Cats, it's also a delight to get back to our regular format. And we got to start with Red Robin this morning, and now we get to get back on the love train. So this is going to get us energized up and lots of energy for the day and the week. And then I think we'll get on the love train and get our juices flowing. And then when we come back and start the 10 o'clock hour, I'll officially start the show with our prayers and affirmations, and we'll have open phone lines. So if you would like to call in for a free remote treatment with Dr. Nels or Linda Rasmussen, and remember, Dr. Nels works mostly on animals. Linda works, but some people, and Linda works on people. So when you call in, Dr. Nels will handle the animals. Linda works on the human animals, and we will be ready for your phone calls after the top of the hour and once we officially start the show. So call in number, local number, 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. And of course, you can shoot us email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then. So getting, you know, dancing and getting on the love train with us. It's not optional, folks. Dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up with us and then join the Love Train. We'll cruise by and pick you up. And I always energize up the Love Train music to give us extra energy for the day and the week. We need it with these colder temperatures. So here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the Love Train, and it's coming right up. Stay right where you are. Dr. Nils and Linda Rasmussen are here, and we'll get to your phone calls in the next hour. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.